There are several misguided assumptions about North Korea. The first one is that Kim Jong-un government is a crazy, unpredictable regime, eager to strike its neighbors and the US with its missiles and nuclear weapons. But just like previous governments, the Kim Jong-un regime is also fixated on regime survival. While the Kim regime is defiant and dangerous, it is not suicidal. This provocative action is a calculated gamble to consolidate its domestic rule, maximize its diplomatic leverage, and divide regional countries, rather than an overture to actual attack on the US or its allies in Asia. Another misconception is that China, as North Korea's main ally, holds the key to resolving the crisis. To be sure, Chinese leaders are frustrated about Pyongyang as well, but they would not endorse any moves that could cause regime collapse in North Korea. Beijing clearly prefers a managed status quo to military strikes that may lead to armed conflict, refugee crisis, or negative impact on its economic development plan in the northeastern provinces near North Korea. This leaves the United States as the only viable actor in defusing the crisis. A widespread assumption here is that only US pressure or military strikes would resolve the crisis. But sanctions have been largely ineffective. Any military options could spark a major war with unacceptable costs. It is important to realize that in the past, the United States has made two successful deals with North Korea. First, during the 1994 nuclear crisis, and again in 2000 over missile testing. Negotiation this time around would be much harder given Pyongyang's greater nuclear and missile capabilities. But it's a far better option than unsustainable status quo or unbearable consequences.